So the compassionate thing to do is to keep this very short. But I didn't want us to leave without one last chance to say thank you. Actually, thank you to Parimi for evoking, bringing our attention to that crucial response. And I also wanted to thank Bante one more time. I live in the same house as Bante, so in a way it's a real privilege. I moved there, I have to say, the main reason for moving to Birmingham is to have a chance to be closer to my teacher. And I'm aware, just a wee practical thing, Bante very seldom sees people for more than an hour these days. Still surprised at how many people he manages to see. But for more than an hour, it starts to be a drain on energy. So he tends to see people for an hour. So I'm just aware of Bante. You don't need me to tell you how significant the talk was, but maybe just to tell you that, you know, to go to the trouble of coming up here this morning, to spend the time thinking about the talk and giving the talk and to spend the last couple of hours with us, it's a real commitment of his time and his energy that I'm very grateful for. And I was just sort of struck that I hope I'm not being rude in mentioning this, but you know, Bante's getting on a bit. And watching him coming into the tent, and it's a sugary bit of floor, I've almost hit the deck myself, and watching him being supported. But I was thinking, if compassion means anything, when Bante stands up here, you're not listening to a frail man, you just feel the substance of depth of Dharma practice. And I had this image, actually, of my own faltering steps into the Dharma being supported by his experience, and just watching that depth of experience being brought here and passed on as a flame to light our own growing flame, our own growing practice. I'm very, very grateful indeed for the support that I've had through my whole life as a practitioner, the support that we've had this morning. So thank you once more to Parimi and to Bundy.